Hallmark moments. And I'm excited about this new series. Next week, we're going to look in this series, we're going to look at children. We're going to have kiddie moments. We're going to have painful moments. We're going to talk about some of us have carried a curse, and some of us still might be carrying a curse. I'm not talking about some spooky thing. I'm talking about our life. We got some hard marks on us, and we let them dictate a lot of times where we're at, and we need to let go of that. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. It's not easy, but we're going to talk about it in this series. We're also going to talk about marriage moments, and we're going to talk about money moments, and we're going to talk about some daddy moments, okay? So that's this series, and I think you'll get the gist why we're calling it Hallmark Moments. Let's move it, Raj. What we got today? When you care enough to what? Send your very best. Let's say it again, because I don't like the way they wrote it. Let's change it. We're talking about our Hallmark moment. Here we go. When you care enough to give your very best. That's the kind of moments we're talking about. We're not talking about going and buying a card. My goal over these next several weeks is to turn you into a Hallmark card. Amen? Cards are great. I love cards. Love sending them. That's great. But tell you what, when you give your life, and you give your life to somebody else's life, and you stamp their life, and you become precious in their life, and you do things that you can do for their life, buddy, that'll outweigh a card any day. Amen? That's the goal. That's the goal. We need that in our family. So stay with me. When we care enough to give our very best, today's message is called Mama Moments. Can you say that with me? Mama Moments. You know why we call it Mama Moments? Because that's what I called Mama. Didn't call her mother. Didn't call her Mom. That's all right. That's fine. Some of y'all have these little different names that you call your mama and stuff like that. That's cool. But since it's my message, it's Mama Moments. All right? That's what we're talking about. Mama Moments. And I'm looking for some today. I want to bless my mother. She's in heaven. But I want to be a blessing to her memory and to you today. Hallmark Card Company history. Let's look a little bit of history on the Hallmark Card Company. I went in last week and did a commercial. Y'all saw it on the screen last week. It's running on television. It ran this week, and it was sort of a reminder for people to remember their mama. Amen? But we ran over there, and we found some information out about Hallmark. It was found in 1910 by an 18-year-old man. I got to say man because his name was Joyce. What was wrong with these people? Now, if your name's Joyce and you're hearing today, God bless you. Anyway, my dad was born in 1925. His name was Pleasant. All the names. So dad just said, call me Bud. Anyway, so this guy named Joyce Hall started the card company by selling postcards. The company was known as Hall Brothers. It sold Valentine's and Christmas cards. In 1917, Hall and his brother, look, these people needed help naming their children. Roly. Joyce and Roly. We'd have beat these kids up where I come from. No, I'm sorry. We wouldn't have done it. That's terrible. Terrible. Be quiet. It's terrible. Anyway, he and his brother Roly invented modern wrapping paper. When they ran out of traditional colored tissue paper. These boys was on the ball, weren't they? Come on. Anyway, in 1928, the company adopted the name Hallmark after the Hallmark symbol used by goldsmiths in London in the 14th century. They began printing the name on the back of every card and promoting it in campaigns. A practice the company continues to this present day. You see it all the time on television. In 1931, the Canadian William Coutts Company Limited, a major card maker, became an affiliate of Hall Brothers, which was Hall Brothers' first international business venture in 1944. It adopted its current slogan, when you care enough to send the very best. It was created by a salesman at a meeting. Some good idea came out of that little meeting. It was written down on a cocktail napkin, and it's still displayed. It's on display today at the company headquarters, that where they got that little slogan on that napkin. So I've got me some good ideas before at Mama's restaurant. On the back of that nice paper placemat they give you. Amen? Written a lot of good things down there. Good ideas come like that. 1951, Hall sponsored a television program for NBC that gave rise to the Hallmark Hall of Fame, which has won 78 Emmy Awards. Wow. Hallmark now has its own cable television channel, the Hallmark Channel, which was established in 2001. Isn't that just good information? It got you some information. What's that got to do with me, preacher? I know. We're getting there. Let's keep looking. Hallmark Cards is the largest greeting card company in the United States. And if you have a card company, we're not cracking on your card company. This is just the facts. About 50% of all the cards sold in the U.S. are what? Hallmark. I thought, wow, that's about got the market cornered, wouldn't you say? Founded by Mr. Joyce Hall, we already saw that, 1915 by selling postcards. Interesting, it's now chaired by his son, Don Hall Sr., and the president and CEO is his grandson, Don Hall Jr. Wow, company's hanging right in there with the family. Anyway, just give you a little background on that. What does that mean? I don't know. Just thought it was interesting to go over. But I'm interested in this right here. This is what I'm interested in right here. What? Y'all okay? Y'all alive? Y'all good? Good. Amen. What does Hallmark mean? What does a Hallmark mean? Four things. It's an official mark or stamp indicating a standard of purity. Okay? It's a mark or a stamp on something indicating a standard of purity. It's used in marking gold or silver by goldsmiths in London. 99.999% pure. And that stamp's on it. It's used to mark an article indicating its origin, authenticity, and quality. Are y'all learning what a Hallmark is? I just thought it was card, didn't you? Something else. It's a stamp or imprint signifying quality, say it with me, excellence, and what? Accuracy. Hallmark moments. How do I make some of those? That's what we're talking about in this message called Mama Moments. We're moving. How can I become a Hallmark card for Mama? That's what I'm talking about. How can I become a Hallmark card? How can I do that? How can I somehow stamp Mama? How can I somehow, by what I do and how I behave and what I give to her, how can I let her know you're excellent, Mom? By the way I care and the way I give. Are y'all listening to me? That's what we're talking about. A little different, but I think we're going to get somewhere. This is a country message today, I think. Let's keep looking. Here's how you do it. Say it with me. You care enough to give your very best. Say it with me. You care enough to give your very best. Say it with me again. You care enough to give your very best. She's never going to get that stamp if you don't care enough to give your best. You've got to care enough to give your very best. I don't know what that means in your life. But we're going to talk about it today, and it's going to be real simple. It's not going to be hard. Let's keep looking. Here's what the Bible says on how we should treat our moms, our mothers, okay? And also our fathers. And just hang in here with me in case you're getting a little negative because of a problem you've had with your mom. I understand. But give me a little headway just for a second. Let's see what the Bible says. Ephesians 6:2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Did the Bible say honor? Yes or no? Yes, okay. Let's look at another one. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. So we're told in the Bible, boom, we're to honor mom. Let's look at something else. We're also to, say that ugly word with me, obey. Man, that's ugly, ain't it? Obey. All right? What's the Bible say? Look at it, Ephesians 6:1. Children, do what? Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? Right. In a world where everything seems wrong, God's word says this is what? Right. I need to know that. I had a conversation not long ago with a man. He said that he was a believer in Jesus, a Christ follower. He was Christ-centered, but he was not Bible-centered. Sort of struck me as a little odd that he would say that to me. And he knew who I was, and he listens to us on the radio and stuff like that. But he told me he wasn't a Bible-centered person because the Bible is full of errors, and he knows his God wouldn't say certain things. And this was the passage that he gave. Okay? Well, just so you can be, hello, newsflash, this is I'm Christ-centered too, but I'm also Bible-centered. Because I don't know about Jesus without the Bible. I got a problem. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? The Word of God. So I couldn't know about Jesus if I didn't have the Bible. That's convenient to say after you found Jesus. Well, I don't like the Bible no more, some of it. Well, that ain't how it works. Because how's that part that you don't like and you're just sure that ain't right? Well, then how about that part where you followed Jesus and he was born of a virgin? That's tough. He died on the cross and rose from the dead. That's tough. Oh, no, that happened, sure. But this other part maybe didn't happen. Are y'all hearing me say? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. We must believe that he is. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's all faith anyway. Amen? You didn't see Jesus. You didn't see any of it. You have the Word. Amen? It's what we have, and we choose by our own will to confess him as Lord and Savior and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. It's our choice. We made it. Amen? And that's the way it goes. But anyway, he didn't quote it, but he told me about it. Here it is. Deuteronomy 21, 18 through 21. If a man have a... This is the law that God laid down in the Old Testament so that there could be a civilized world. You know what I mean? If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him will not hearken unto them, look at it, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, bring him out unto the elders of the city, to the government, unto the gate of his place, and they shall say unto the elders of the city, this our son, stubborn, rebellious, he will not obey our voice, he's a glutton, he's a drunkard, you fill in the blank. And all of the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and what? Fear. Do I like that God had that law? I don't necessarily like that he had that law. Can I understand why God had that law? I can understand why God had that law. We have laws today, friend. And everybody who is prosecuted today and ultimately might face a death penalty today is somebody's son. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't even know if it made sense to me. But the point is that I'm not going to disbelieve the Bible because there's something in it that is a little harsh or that I don't understand. Are y'all with me? That's God's plan. God's plan is for children to obey their parents. That's God's plan. And he was willing to even go so far to put it right out there on the line like that, even if that means you don't believe in him. You know what I mean? Fine. This is the way it is. This is the way you're going to rule. This is the way you're going to live. And of course, that was in the Old Testament. That was in the law. And I sure am glad that we live in the United States of America. Amen. Where we have laws and we have things. And it sure ain't a perfect world we live in. And some kids and young people grow up and they're just totally out of control. Is that true or false? But I'm not so sure back in the old days when they did this in the Old Testament, if their things might at times have been a little more civilized. I don't think this was something that had to go on very often. That's just my opinion. Because it was out in the open, it was clear. So honor, obey. I got off track there, but I did it on purpose. Here we go. Now I got to say something before I give you 3 points. They're not long today. I understand that not every mother is a good mother. Okay? We come out here on Mother's Day, and we get together, and I'm going to give all of you roses, the church is today when you leave. Because we love you. We respect you. I don't know everything about all of you. But I know this, not every mother's a good mother. Not every mother's a good mother. And for some of you today, I'm going to talk about mothers, and it's bringing pain in your life. Right now, it's hard on you because you didn't have a good mother. It's tough. Keep looking. A lot of you carry pain because of abuse and neglect from your mother. I don't understand how a mother can neglect a child. I don't understand how a mother can't love a child. I personally can't understand that. Does it happen, yes or no? Absolutely. It happens. So instead of cutting me off, if that was your situation here today, I feel sorry for that situation you go through. And believe it or not, I know a little bit more about it than you might think. You know, I've had to deal with a good bit of stuff, you know. But the fact of the matter is, instead of cutting me off, here's what I'd like to challenge you to do. I'd like for you to listen to these 3 points I'm about to give you, and why don't you try to learn them? And if you can't practice them on your mama, why don't you practice them on some lady in this church? Why don't you practice it on some other woman in this church or this town? Why don't you practice it on some of our young girls, our young ladies, okay? Instead of saying, I can't do that, I can't do what he's about to tell me. You just see if you can't. If you can't, I got a feeling you're going to be able to use this anyway. So let's go now with the 3 points that I feel like the Lord has given me for you today. This verse goes along with what I just said. Some mamas ain't good mothers. Here's what Romans 1:31 says. Without understanding. covenant breakers, without natural affection. That word there, the what it means is that a mother will have a child and there's no natural affection for that child. It should only be natural. That mother brought that child into this world. There should be a natural affection. Are y'all listening? Say, that is normal. It ain't easy sometimes, but that is normal. Implacable. Unmerciful. Not every mother's a good mother. And some of us, we need to be careful. We don't understand what some other woman or man has gone through with his mama. You understand? We don't understand. You're supposed to do it this way, honor and obey. It ain't that simple sometimes. Just think about it. Mama moments. So here we go. Three things real fast. How can I make mama moments? Can y'all say that with me? Because I feel like I just dug a ditch. Come on. How can I make mama moments? This is what I want to make, some mama moments. Here you go. Three little things. You got to care enough to give your very best. You ain't going to make no mama moments if you don't care. If you don't care, you're not going to make mama moments. If you don't care for your mother, if you don't care for a godly lady, if you don't care for, you know, another lady, if you don't care for a young girl, if you don't care for women, you're just not going to do it. You got to care. So how do I do it? How do I do it? And this is my message. I'm just giving it to you. Say that. Number one, respect her for who she is. Say that with me. Come on. Respect her for who she is. Respect her for who she is. Okay? That's number one. Respect. We're to respect mama. I'm fortunate I had a mama. She'd been a hell raiser. She was rough. Before she was a Christian, I wouldn't have preached no message probably like this. But she got saved, radically saved. But even after she was saved, she commanded respect, my mother did. She would knock you square in the mouth. How many had a mama like that? That ain't always a good thing. Listen, respect mama. Respect her for who she is, man. And this will work on all women, by the way. It'll work on all women. Young ladies, this is how we treat young ladies, with respect. Ladies, a young man treats you with disrespect, like you just a piece of flesh for him to get his little thrills on. That's pathetic. You hear me say? You pop him in the mouth and we'll back you up. Praise the Lord. Listen to these women. Hey, come on. Listen, respect. Respect her for who she is. Now here's what I'm talking about. Back to mama. Come on. Watch your mouth. Say that with me. Watch your mouth. Here's what the Bible says. Look at it. Proverbs 20:20. Whoso curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Sounds like somebody's lights are put out to me, don't it you? Watch your mouth. Now listen to me. I don't care if you like the message or not. Listen to me. You ought to watch the way you talk to your mother. You ought to watch the way you talk to women. You ought to watch the way you talk to young ladies. This isn't just a message for men. This is a message for ladies too. We ought to watch our mouth. We ought to treat women with respect. Can you imagine what I'd do to somebody up here on this stage? If my mama was alive and somebody came up in this building and disrespected my mother, can you imagine what I would do to them? I'd beat the crap out of them. That's ugly. I know it's ugly. That's old-fashioned. You ain't supposed to think like that. That's what the Bible teaches, man. God's going to put out their lamp in obscure darkness. Watch your mouth. You agree? Get on the same page. You might listen, if you have cussed your mama, listen to me. Are you cuss other ladies? God help you. Listen, if you say you're a Christian, you name the name of Jesus Christ, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, old things are passed away, behold, all things are becoming new. Hallelujah. Amen? Got to watch your mouth. Don't speak disrespectful at all, period. It's not acceptable. That's not showing respect for who she is. Proverbs 10:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, a foolish son is what? The heaviness of his mother. Talking foolish, saying things that are foolish, acting the fool, that's not something we do with mama. Y'all listening? Respect her for who she is. I'm talking about, how can you put that mark on mama? You're excellent. How can you put that mark on your wife, sir? How can you put that mark on your daughter if you don't watch your mouth? Say, that's the goal here. I ain't talking about just sending a card. I'm talking about, I want you to be everything you can be, honey. I want to put that mark on you. You see what I'm saying? I want my wife to be everything she can be. I don't always do right, man. I do wrong sometimes. She had to get me on the other day for fussing and talking ugly. That's why I'm doing Song of Solomon early again. I need help. It's not saying we're perfect or we're always going to do the right thing, but we need to own up to it when we screw up. Amen? All right. Respect her for who she is. Watch your mouth. Number two, say that with me. Give her praise. This is respecting her. Come on, I got to fly. Give her praise. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. And he praises her. Give her praise. Proverbs 31:31. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Listen. Listen, who else is going to mark her if you don't? Say. Who else is going to put that mark on, that hallmark mama, hallmark mark on mama if you and I don't do it? Who's going to do that for our wives? Who's going to do that for our daughters? It's up to us to praise them. No, it's my job just to criticize her. Jack, that's crazy. They're going to find their praise somewhere else. You hearing me? Come on. Hallmark moments. Respect her for who she is. Give her praise. Look at what Paul said. 2 Timothy 1:5. This ain't just for young women. It's for all women. Watch it. When I call to remember the unfeigned faith that's in you, Timothy, he said, which first dwelt in who? Your grandmother, Lois, and in your who? Your mother, Eunice. And I'm persuaded it's in you too, boy. See, that was his way of praising grandma and praising this boy's mama. We got to praise. You hear me? How many it's easy to criticize? Don't that come without any effort? Criticize. Praise, got to work at it. Come on, respect her. That's part of respect. Say that with me. Tell mama, I'm not ashamed of you. My mother would be 75 years old today. She was murdered back in 1992. And at the age of 60, she would be 75 today. And I was thinking about mama this week, and that's why I wrote that line. My mama had varicose veins. She was a waitress her whole life. Had phlebitis. Anybody know what that is? That's phlebitis in the legs, where you can't walk on your legs sometimes. You have to put your feet up. They swell up real big. Mama had to wear a special stocking that's real thick. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Those kind of thick stockings, and you can't get them to look right. Because this one's so thick. But I was thinking about this week. Boy, if I had the chance, I'd put mama right there on my arm. Her with that stocking. And she and I'd go to mama's and eat. And I'd tell her, you're 75. I'm not ashamed of you. I'm not ashamed. You just put your arm right there. Not ashamed of you. Mama, when she'd work out in the yard, she'd always wear a sweatband, she called it, around her head. Sweatband. I don't know what you call them now. Headband? She called a sweatband. She'd work in the garden. And mama didn't have time to go primp and do all that mess. She just didn't do it, man. She's working in the garden. And she's hunting. We're going up to the hardware store to get some fertilizer, seed or something. Mama had that headband on. I thought about it this week. Oh, if mama was alive, she'd still be working in the yard. There ain't no doubt about it. And if she wanted to wear that headband, I'd take her by the arm. Mama, let's go to Lock and Key and get us a sandwich. Are you hearing me today? Tell your mother you're not ashamed of her. Amen. They need to hear that. Women need to hear that we honor you. I'm not ashamed of you. Proud of you. Are you hearing me today? Respect her. Boy, I wish I could say that again. I wish I could do it again. I can't. But I sure can get some of you to get on the bus. Amen? Treat your mama like that. Because one day she'll be gone and you'll wish you could stand on a platform and say what I say. You'll wish it, baby. If you can, make it happen. You hear me? And if you can't do it with your own mom, hey, practice on another lady, an older lady. That's why I did what I did with Millie this morning. We got women all in this church that are worthy of respect. You ought to practice on them. Amen. Or on your daughters. Keep looking. Recognize her for what she does. And this is going to get a little strange real fast. Recognize her for what she does. Tell her thanks and tell her often. Tell her thanks and tell her often. Number two, say that with me. Don't forget her. Say it again. Don't forget her. Don't forget her. Here's what Jesus said in John 16:21. A woman, when she's in travail, when she's having that kid, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of that child, she remembers no more the what? The pain. For the joy that a man is born into the world. How a woman can be in the jaws of death and be screaming in agony. But when it's over, she's so happy. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Amen. Here, I pop this up. Sometimes we think we arrived here on our own. Don't we? Oh, we're here now. And we'll backtalk our mama. We'll talk like trash. Listen, you didn't get here on your own. Somebody nearly died to get you here. If you ain't got any other reason to watch your mouth for that reason. You hear me? We didn't arrive here on our own. Now, I got something else I'm going to say. A little different. Hearken to your father that begat you. Despise not your mother when she's what? Old. Here's a strange statement. We sometimes even make fun of a woman's cycle. I didn't know how to say it. I did the best I could. Okay? Did the best I could. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. I'm serious. Heart attack. Listen to me. This is rough on Clark. But I want to say this to you. Fellas, if we went through 1 week of what a woman goes through every month, we'd quit. Okay. Listen. Certainly, it should never come out of our mouth. Husbands, sons, men, whoever. It should never come out of our mouth. Well, it's that time of month again. That's the way mommy, that's the way she is. You should never come out of your mind. And also, so often as men, we're selfish. Our wives are going through that time, and we're worried about our own physical things and needs. Are you hearing me, yes or no? I'm talking about recognize her for what she does, okay? I don't think women signed up for this. Okay? It ain't easy. Say that with me. It ain't easy. Say it again. It ain't easy. I'm glad I got a church like this now. I can just talk like this. Praise the Lord. It's painful. Genesis 3:16, unto the woman he said, I'll greatly multiply your sorrow and conception, and sorrow shall thou bring forth children. Thy desire shall be to your husband. He shall rule over thee. It's painful. I don't need to tell you that. It's painful. I have my own wife, my own daughter. Different times, hurting, cramping. I know it's not comfortable for some of you to even say stuff like that, especially them. But anyway. But the fact of the matter is, hey, I'm dad, I live there, and I need to respect them and recognize what they go through. It's not easy. Also, it's dangerous. Genesis 35, and they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come from Ephratah, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. She had already had Joseph. And it came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way of Ephratah, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave. That is the pillar of Rachel's grave, and to this day is dangerous. Last thing is this. Say them with me if you can remember. Number one, respect her for what? Who she is. Number two, recognize her for what she does, what she goes through. Number three, regard her. Say that with me. That's precious. That's precious. Here's what the Bible says. For years, I think some people in the church, and I don't know how many, but I think some, at least they acted like, they treated their wife like a doormat. And they're superior. I'm the man, you the woman. That's a bunch of bull. Okay? Bible never teaches anything like that. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. What's that say? Giving what? Does that sound like a doormat to me or what? Say, unto the wife as unto the what? Weaker vessel, and as being heirs together the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Let me tell you what that means. Listen, sir, son, dude, a woman, a sister, a young lady, she is not second to you. She is a weaker vessel. But let me tell you what that means. You and I, fellas, we're big clay pots is what we are. We're big clay pots. Oh, we might not be too pretty, but we're strong. You hear me? That's what this is saying. Fellas, men, you're like a big clay pot. You can hold a lot. You can handle a lot of beating, chips. But your wife, your daughter, women, they're a weaker vessel. They're fine china. All right? They put your hand, somebody's hand behind your pot. They can't see it because yours is so thick. But you put your hand behind her vessel, and you can see your hand behind the china. How many have ever done that before? Seen fine china, put your hand up behind it? Am I the only one ever did that? It's fine china. It's precious. That's how we're to treat them. Regard the women in your life, your mother, your daughter, your sister, other young women. Listen, as precious. That's what that means. Let her know she matters. Say that with me. Let her know she, again, let her know she, number two, say that with me. Value her. You are precious. Hey, I know this is hard on some of you, but this is talking about Hallmark moments. We don't have a family series to pat everybody on the back. We have a family series to help us get our act together. Amen? Smack us around a little. How many are feeling a little smack today? A couple of you? Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Sounds like value to me. Many daughters have done virtues, but you excel them all. Sounds like value to me. Come on. Treat her like gold. Say that with me. Treat her like gold. That's what Hallmark means. Stamper, you're gold, mama. My daughter, you're gold. Look at that. Say it with me. Can you read it? 99.999% fine. That's good, man. That's how we're supposed to treat them. That's precious. It's up to us to put the stamp and the mark on mama. It's up to us to put the stamp and the mark on mama or our daughters or other women. Our sisters, help. Let's do it. Come on. Proverbs 31:28, we're done. Her children rise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he what? Praises her. Good stuff today. Just from my heart. Well, anyway, after I did this message, I thought, well, look at that. I done wrote me a Hallmark card. I said, Roger, can you make me a Hallmark card and let me write my own? And so Roger said, this took me 4 hours. Here we go. Here's my Hallmark card. I don't expect I'll be getting any business, but anyway, here it is. When you open my card, I respect you for who you are. I recognize you for what you do. I regard you as precious. Happy Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. Your name there. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's awesome, Rog. Thank you. Wonder if we can sell it. Anyway, here we go. I'm probably going to get sued for using the symbol. Look how he opened it up. There's the card today. How do you do that? How do you get there? I'm not saying you're going to get there today. You care enough to give your very best. It's up to you if you want to make Hallmark moments. Amen? Praise the Lord.